Nicolas Cage admits he loves tucking into smelly pickled British delicacy.
Tom Cruise eats popcorn in the most, in quotes, aggressive, close quotes, way, and it's driving fans mad.
Georgia Fowler sports a plaster on her arm as she storms red carpet in a sparkling black gown for the History of Sound premiere at Cannes Film Festival.
Hello, and welcome to Barely Contained, the podcast that leaps on the latest celebrity journalism morsels with all the enthusiasm of a Man U player boarding a plane to Kuala Lumpur. I'm Chris Beckett, and I'm joined as ever by Matt Withers. Matt, hello.
Hello there, Chris Beckett. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, thank you. How's it at your end?
Yeah, I'm tickety-boo, thank you very much. I'm loving life. Summer's here.
Yeah, it's pretty nice, actually. Yeah. So, Matt, what are you going to kick us off with?
Well, I'm going to start in the digital pages of the Daily Star. And this is wonderfully headlined. Nicolas Cage admits he loves tucking into smelly pickled British delicacy.
Right. Lovely.
I mean, this is just, we're not going to beat this. This is fantastic. I think, is it fair to say we're both fans of the Cage oeuvre?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah. Yeah. I don't think we've ever discussed it, but yeah, I'm partial to a bit of Face Off.
Yeah, I mean, I've enjoyed his recent, I think he's in fine form at the moment. I saw his most recent one, The Surfer, a couple of weeks ago. Which is magnificent. I also really, really like Dream Scenario and Long Legs. I think he's in a fine run of form at the moment, is Cage. Mm-hmm. But what is this smelly pickled British delicacy he loves sucking into?
What could it be?
Hollywood legend and former Somerset resident Nicolas Cage loves a chippy pickled egg. The Face-Off star has been known to order up to 6 of the tart snacks at one time.
Tart snacks. That is great.
There's a lot going on there. I mean,
the former Somerset resident.
I mean, so Hollywood legend, I mean, you know, I don't know if he's a Hollywood legend. You could debate that. I didn't know he was a former Somerset resident.
No, exactly.
Were you aware of this?
I was not.
I've never spotted him watching the county championship side or palling around with Jacob Rees-Mogg.
I just wonder if it's like a, you know, a really kind of niche SEO ploy.
Yeah. They're just trying to reel in county by county. And yet tart snacks is a lovely second mention, isn't it, for the pickled egg?
Yep, definitely.
I cannot speak to the tartness or otherwise of a pickled egg. I have to say, Chris, despite my accent, I've never had one.
Yeah, me neither, actually. But I'm sure my dad has had one. I think he quite likes, you know, there's a certain generation of men that likes anything pickled.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, pickled egg strikes me as something that you would have because you're glad that rationing is over.
I can cut loose, dip this in vinegar.
So he has up to 6 of them at one time. Should say, I mean, we won't name the journalists here. You know, you'll hear about them when they pick up their British Press Award. But it has taken 2 of them to write this, rather like Watergate.
Yes.
Hollywood star Nicolas Cage has revealed that he loves tucking into pickled eggs. The 61-year-old, who won an Oscar for 1995 movie Leaving Las Vegas, said he couldn't resist the tangy eggs when ordering a chippy in Britain.
Oh, tangy. To be fair, I had forgotten that he'd won an Oscar, so I think Hollywood legend or Hollywood star is very apt.
Yeah, he's a star. I mean, I don't think he'd want to be a legend. He's out there, isn't he? He's a crazy guy. He's left field. So we know that these eggs are out there tart, but also tangy.
Mm.
and he has it when ordering a chippy.
Indeed.
The long legs actor, who is starring in movie The Surfer in cinemas now,
as endorsed by Matt Withers.
it's a good film. I have to say, just for the sake of balance, the other 50% of my household, not so convinced.
Fine.
Who is starring in movie The Surfer in cinemas now, said he liked to keep it simple when having fish and chips. He said his go-to chippy order was traditional fish and chips, but they usually ordered the pickled egg as well.
I mean, keeping it simple surely is just having fish and chips.
You would say so. If you're going to a chippy, yeah, the absolute simple would be a traditional fish and chip. Do you need a side? I'd argue not. The chips are a side in and of themselves. But as I say, I've never had a pickled egg. Maybe they add a certain piquancy to the fish.
I know, but I mean, do you want added salt and vinegar? No, thank you. I'm keeping it simple.
Yeah, I'll just have an egg that has been in that jar up there since 1986. I do recall going into chip shops like as a kid, and there was always a jar of pickled eggs, but I don't think I ever saw anyone order one.
Yeah, isn't it? I mean, wasn't it like a kind of pub, you know, guess how many there are in this jar and, you know, win a pack of scampi fries?
Yeah, it's the sort of thing that would have happened in pubs in like Stepney Green once upon a time, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know if you'd get one. I mean, let's be honest, I'm going to have to get one the next time I'm in a chip shop. Could pick on my own egg, I suppose.
What I love, and sorry to sort of jump slightly ahead here, is there is a picture of a jar of pickled eggs. And the caption is, 6 of these? What a mouthful. as though Nicolas Cage is actually just shoving them in. Yeah. Hamster-like.
All 6 at once. And I tell you what, he would, because he is Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Don't try and second guess him.
If there was a role that involved him having to put 6 pickled eggs in his mouth, he's so method that for 6 months leading up to the shooting of that scene, he would do it every single day.
He would do it just to annoy John Travolta's character.
Also, that picture is from the world's leading picture agency, Getty Images. I mean, why have they got a picture of a jar of pickled eggs?
I mean, other agencies are available.
what news story happened where somebody at Getty said something, I need you to get out there and get me a picture of a jar of pickled eggs?
I mean, we know a few, former journalism photographers, and I don't think any of them have like been posting, oh, the royalties came in for the pickled egg picture.
Yeah, it's finally been used by the Daily Star on a story about Nicolas Cage. I've had a check for £2. Okay, we'll continue. He said, yeah. I just like traditional fish and chips. Maybe a pickled egg. Keep it simple. Whatever is the most traditional fish and chips I can get is what I'm going to go with.
God, I mean, he is gilding the lily here. But also, what is his image? Is he just imagining like fish and chips wrapped up in like a, you know, edition of The Courier or something?
The actor, the nephew of film director Francis Ford Coppola, has previously been known to order up to 6 pickled eggs, 6 giant pickled onions, and a few gherkins while ordering a chippy.
That's not simple.
I mean, there's a lot going on here. Firstly, this is several times now they said while ordering a chippy. That is not how you describe going and getting an order from a chip shop. You don't go out and order a chippy. So no. I believe these to be upper middle class journalists who know not of what they speak.
Woo!
6 giant pickled onions? I mean, what are they? Are they pickling an entire onion like you'd get from a supermarket? are you going to have to eat it like it's an apple?
A succulent pickled egg.
I mean, imagine that. It's a full onion. It's pickling. You're just there, just chomping away at it like it's a hand fruit. And a few gherkins. I have never set foot in a chip shop where gherkins are on offer.
No, but I'd be honest, that would be the one thing that I'd be like, maybe I will have a gherkin if I was, wanting to have an additional extra.
Well, that's the difference between me and you, Chris. You've got airs and graces.
I mean, if I was going to be really poncy, Matt, I would go for a cornichon.
Yeah. While living in Somerset, where he lived for around 15 years, he popped a Knight's Fish restaurant for a chippy tea. Head fryer George Morey, speaking previously, said he ordered six pickled eggs and six pickled onions and a few gherkins as well. So he's a big fan of his pickles, obviously.
Well, goes without saying, George. But I mean, God, this is a good advert for them. I mean, I wonder if Knight's Fish restaurant is still there, it's probably going to get a surge in the next few days.
Yeah, absolutely. This Barely Contained, of course, is brought to you by Knight's Fish Restaurant, Somerset's number one fish restaurant for
Frying
pickled
tonight.
goods. Yeah, pickling tonight. Yeah, I mean, he said he's a big fan of his pickles. I'd say that's an understatement. If he's
Yeah.
having six pickled eggs, six pickled onions, and a few gherkins, I'd say he's a big fan of his pickles. I
Absolutely.
mean, there's not much left to pickle except pickle itself. Why was he living in Somerset also?
Access to pickling.
This is it. He was there in LA going, I love this city, but they don't pickle enough.
They just do not pickle enough.
I'm going to Somerset. Right, so this is where they pad it out slightly. Fish and chips is considered the national dish of the UK, with more than 10,000 chippies in the country.
But is it anymore? I thought it was chicken tikka masala. Anyway,
Yes,
carry
this
on.
is it. That story rears its head every so often, and the Daily Mail gets very angry about it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Speaking about his love of the UK previously, the actor said, "I am a self-confessed Anglophile. I love everything about England, the history, the people, the countryside, the culture. You name it, I love it. Well, I'll name it, Nick, the Pickles."
Yes.
Ah, the revelation follows Cage's plea about AI. The Face Off star took to the stage at the Saturn Awards in Universal City, California, to accept the Best Actor in a Film Prize for his role in Dream Scenario, where he begged fellow actors not to let AI manipulate their performances. And that rather unnecessary final part, which bears no relevance to the rest of the, I would say, heavily pickle-based story, is that.
Yeah, that is very strange. And there are no comments.
There were no comments. That, I mean, that is a story that warrants some
Yeah.
comments, surely.
I think we should almost check in on it from time to time
Yeah.
because something's gone wrong there.
I mean, there's so much I want to know why Nicolas Cage lived in Somerset. I want to know what a large pickled onion is. This is
Yeah.
posing more questions than it actually answers.
Yeah, definitely.
If you are Nicolas Cage and you'd like to appear on the next Barely Contained, our door is open. We'll even get
Yeah.
some pickles in for you.
We absolutely, yeah. Anything you like.
Now, Chris, we're going from one Hollywood star to another, I think it's fair to say, Anglo-centric film star, and that is diminutive stuntman Tom Cruise.
Yes, indeed. And this is headlined Tom Cruise eats popcorn in the most, in quotes, aggressive, close quotes, way. And it's driving fans mad.
Wow. I'm fascinated already. I want to know about his
Yeah.
aggressive eating. I want to know how the fans have come across this.
Almost 20 years after Tom Cruise jumped on Oprah Winfrey's couch, he's unwittingly gone viral once again. This time for his popcorn eating technique.
Whoa. So already we've got a largely irrelevant mention to when he basically had a breakdown on TV. Also, do you want to describe the picture that's illustrating this?
Yes. Yes, it's a picture of him in black and white, sort of sat in an empty cinema eating a large bucket of popcorn. But it's yeah, is I wouldn't say it's an authentic
No,
picture.
it's fair to say that, I mean, I don't think he was sat in a cinema when this picture was taken because otherwise he sat across at least three seats. And that picture is also about 20 years old.
Yes, yeah. The 62-year-old is currently jetting around the globe to promote his latest blockbuster, Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning. Matt, have you watched any of the previous Mission
I've
Impossibles?
not seen any of them. I've never seen any of them, and I'm, you know, that's not gonna change now. What about yourself?
Yeah, I've seen some of them. I've seen some of them. He's, you know, he's not bad. He does all his own stunts. Did you
Does
know
he
that?
do a what? He does all his own stunts.
Yeah, he doesn't like to mention it,
He's
but
been
he
he's
does.
very, very reticent to discuss that, isn't he? I mean,
Well,
I've seen some journalists broach it with them before, and he has closed that down instantly.
yeah. In a new video making the rounds on Twitter, the Top Gun legend could be seen clutching a snack bucket backstage at the BFI in London during a screening of his new movie. At one point, he scooped up handfuls of popcorn and excitedly launched the kernels into his mouth before heading on stage to unpack the new flick.
Well, Tom Cruise may think he's all that because he can put an entire handful of popcorn in his mouth. I happen to know of one Hollywood legend that can put six pickled eggs in his mouth at once.
Yeah, exactly. It kind of, you know, that's you're with the big boys now, Tom. Unpack the new flick. It's you know, an unusual way of describing it, I would say.
I don't really know what that means. And because often when we do these stories, we have people packing on the PDA, but now he's unpacking the new flick.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like he's doing one of those like post-film, you know, explanations. But yeah, it's an odd way of putting it, I
It
would
is very
say.
strange, yeah. And I can't imagine there's that much to unpack. I imagine it's I don't know, him having a fight on a plane or something. I
Yeah,
don't know. That's what he
that's
does,
about the
isn't
size of
it?
it.
That's his thing.
Social media erupted with questions over the video, with many baffled by his unique way of eating popcorn. Over on Reddit, Sabira said, "Why is his arm being so aggressive with the popcorn?" LMAO, sick.
Why is the sick there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Isn't LMAO laughing my arse
Yeah,
off?
laughing my ass off. Yeah, I don't know. I kept thinking he was gonna throw up. Oh, I kept thinking he was gonna throw it up and try to catch it in his mouth, but then he never did, and it just looked really weird. Lol, sick. Ben121 Frank agreed.
Need for a sick on that. Lol, we all know what that means.
Zosette Bonita joked, "This is how I imagine an alien pretending to be human eats popcorn."
Oh, I've just remembered. I say that everybody knows what LOL means. Didn't David Cameron famously think it meant lots of love?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Didn't he send a message to somebody saying, "Really sorry to hear that your aunt died, lol."
Yep. This is somehow exactly how I expected Tom Cruise to eat popcorn. Blue Tortuga quipped. As Worn by Bell added, "Not what I've imagined what Tom Cruise looks like eating popcorn, but this is what I thought Tom Cruise would look like eating popcorn."
Wow. I mean, you know, we've all ruminated on it in our time.
Tom was later forced to address his snacking ways during an appearance on the Pat McAfee show on Wednesday, insisting that he wasn't faking it.
Is there some suggestion that this was some elaborate ruse?
Yeah, you've got to ask people, are you faking it?
I mean, I wouldn't have thought that he was fake. I got serious questions as to whether Nicolas Cage really put six pickled eggs in his mouth at the same time. But no one seems to have an issue with that.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen anyone eat popcorn like this. I've never seen anyone eat popcorn this like, Darius Butler told him wrongly before asking the question on all our minds, are you actually eating popcorn? I've got to know. Man, I'm eating popcorn. Tom laughed. Sorry about my impersonation,
Was
Tom.
good. It was good.
They know when I'm going to eat, when I'm going to these movies that I'm watching, I'm eating popcorn.
Of course he is. He's jumping up and down on the sofa, popcorn going everywhere.
Oh, he's got his butter kissed.
Oh, butter-kissed, butter-kissed, rah, rah, rah.
He's bringing the rah-rahs. Having commanded a decades-long career on the big screen, it's no surprise that Tom is a huge fan of movies. Jesus.
That is a weak line, isn't
Having swam competitively for 25 years,
it?
it's no surprise that he likes water. And previously insisted that he wanted to keep working in front of the camera into his 80s.
Oh, maybe one day we'll finally get that Vanilla Sky sequel.
I know, I quite like Vanilla Sky, to be honest. I feel it's a little bit underrated.
Okay.
It's a whole different podcast, though. Reflecting on that quote while speaking to the Hollywood Reporter, he vowed that he has no plans to slow down and is looking even further into the future. I actually said I'm going to make movies into my 80s. Actually, I'm going to make them into my hundreds, he insisted.
Dear me, I mean, you know, the you that there's karma there, isn't it? You don't want to start speculating what you're doing in your hundreds.
Well, in this, listen to this. I will never stop. I will never stop doing action. I will never stop doing drama, comedy films. I'm excited.
Oh, God.
That's starting to feel more sympathy for Katie Holmes now. A centenarian Ethan Hunt, we would be so down.
Down as in depressed.
Oh, Metro. Stop
Oh,
trying to be young.
no. Who do they think is reading their paper?
Is reading about Tom Cruise and his popcorn? And Matt, I mean, we've had Cage, Cruise. There's only way we can round this off.
Yep,
Fowler.
we're going Fowler. And I'm not talking about the former Liverpool striker who used to wear a plaster on his nose.
Indeed.
Although there is a plaster
I
involved.
was going to say,
Oh.
I don't think you meant to do that, but it
No,
was
I didn't
brilliant.
that. I didn't mean to do that. I surprised myself with my own prescience there. This is from the Mail Online, and it's headlined Georgia Fowler sports a plaster on her arm as she storms red carpet in a sparkling black gown for the History of Sound premiere at Cannes Film Festival.
Oof, what a mouthful.
I gotta say, I'm surprised I managed to get all that out in one because, a little peek behind the curtain, I've got six pickled eggs in my mouth. Georgia Fowler.
Mean, yeah. Wishing Corrie, maybe? I
Not
don't
to my
know.
knowledge.
Yeah.
I've never heard of her, but I'm hoping that this story will tell us who she is.
I mean, just to say again on that headline, like I remember being taught that you shouldn't ever write a first sentence of a news story longer than 25 words.
Yes.
But that's a headline that's longer than
It's
25 words.
considerably longer than 25 words. Yeah, that is a whopper of a headline. Georgia Fowler sported a plaster on her arm as she stepped out at the History of Sound premiere at Cannes Film Festival on Wednesday. Still none the wiser who she is.
No.
The New Zealand model, 32, pulled out all the stops as she sported a very glamorous ensemble while joining the A-list guest list for the glitzy event.
Ah, there you go.
She's
New
a
Zealand
New
model.
Zealand model. I've still never heard of her, although I have to say that I'm not on top of the New Zealand model scene at the moment.
No, me neither. I need to brush up.
Yep, we need to find out what's going on down there with the old models. She's pulling out all the stops, which I presume means whacking a plaster on her arm. But she appeared to have injured herself as she sported a large plaster on the back of one of her arms, just below her elbow.
Hold the phone.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know. Injured? I mean, I normally a plaster means it's very low level, doesn't it?
Let's not speculate.
Well, I have to say, I sported plaster earlier this week, Chris, because I did myself a little mischief while grating some cheese.
Oh,
Yeah.
no, are you all right?
I'm okay now because skin is very resilient.
Yes.
But yeah, I did manage to grate myself. Wouldn't recommend it.
No. Well,
Right.
lesson for us all.
A lesson for us all to learn from. The next part. It is not known what the plaster was for, and Mail Online has contacted Georgia's representatives for further comment.
Right. Go and speak to them. Find out what the plaster's for. Ring up Elastoplast.
I love the idea that someone's actually contacted representatives and said, so we need to know what this plaster's about.
Yeah, we're going to give you an hour. If you don't tell us, we're publishing anyway.
Yeah, if you don't tell us, it's going with decline to comment.
Ooh.
It's going on the front page. Unknown woman has plaster.
Quick, manage your reputation, Georgia.
Georgia still stormed the red carpet in style as she put on a very glamorous display in a sparkling black gown with a sequined bodice and a fishtail skirt. I have to say, this we could probably get through this one quite quickly because I think that's the last mention of the plaster, which the headline kind of teases is the central part of this story.
Oh, I'm disappointed.
Well, it goes on. The Victoria's Secret model accessorised with an array of high-end jewellery from Tiffany & Co., including statement earrings and a dazzling bangle. She stepped out to celebrate the premiere of Paul Mescal and Josh O'Connor's new queer romance movie, The History of Sound. I don't know this. It stars Paul and Josh as love interests Lionel and David. So two men. Imagine that'll go down very well with Daily Mail readers. The plot follows the two men as they fall in love while travelling together in the shadow of the World War One. Because that's what we call it, isn't it? We all say the World War One.
What is that in the sky? It's the World War One.
Yeah, and I mean, this is long and we don't want to go into it too much depth. Over recent years, Cannes has arguably won more attention for the outfits worn by its celebrity guests than the roster of feature films being screened on the Croisette.
Yeah, well, what about the plasters?
Yeah, well, this is it. There's been a lot of focus really on the various plasters. You know, there are many, Chris. Sometimes you get a packet of plasters. Three different sizes in there sometimes.
Yeah, I like the circular ones.
Oh, yeah, ideal, you know, for covering up your BCG.
Yeah, definitely. or like maybe a little bit of, you know, your toes rub on something.
Yeah. So, you know, there's this episode, of course, is sponsored by Plasters. They're available anywhere. Superdrug, Boots.
Just a tip there, Georgia. I mean, to be fair, Matt, I don't know if you've seen the picture. That is a massive plaster.
It is, yeah. We should point out that this plaster is the size of, I would say, a hardback book.
It's yeah, I would say it's like an old school chunky iPhone.
Yeah, it's a whopping plaster. It's not somebody who's just, you know, had a cheese grating incident. So, yeah, we don't know what has happened here, but I mean, it kind of looks like, do they still do anymore where you buy those massive plasters that you just get on a roll and you cut off as much as you need?
Oh, maybe that's it. Yeah,
yeah, she's just cut off.
Saving a bit of money.
Yeah, the size of a DVD and just whacked it. For younger listeners, the DVD is what we had before Netflix. And she just put that on her arm. Yeah, all very odd. Should say, the very last part of this, and I'm not suggesting that any point that the Mail Online feels the need to absolutely pad out their stories, but it does end. Major red carpet events, including the Cannes Film Festival, are aired in France by France Télévisions.
And watched by French people sitting at home in their French houses,
their French chairs,
drinking their French wine.
They're sat there with their French wine going, what is going on with that woman's plaster? You stupid woman. So, there we go.
And are there any comments on that story?
I can't. Do you have access to the comments on there?
There aren't. Oh, no, hang on. Oh, no. I lie. Hang on. Let's have a look. Right, so this is a good one because it's actually from a New Zealand reader. And it's Alan at NZ. I don't know who the target readers are for this article. You're not alone, Alan. But I can assure everyone outside of New Zealand that there are much more important issues that could be reported on. But it appears that that would be too much like hard journalistic work. To get an idea of the issues that affect Kiwis daily, check out theplatform.kiwi, Hobson's Pledge Trust, Chris Lynch Media, and other new media.
Wow. That is somebody who is really getting involved in promoting New Zealand independent media. Yep. Fair play to you. Fair play to you, my Kiwi friend.
Yeah. And just to, sorry, Matt, just to sort of see us off on a positive note, Beadle Hands from Leeds has written, have you seriously just run an article on this? Yes, they have.
Oh, my word. Oh, we're really running out of time here, Chris, which sadly prevents me to tell the listeners about the time that I once actually shook the hand of Jeremy Beadle. But that would have to be, get on the Patreon if you want our spin-off.
Exactly. Substack.
About how I once shook Jeremy Beadle's hand in a hotel in Liverpool. Right. We are rapidly running out of time here. So thank you very much for joining on this month's Barely Contained. We will be back on July the 1st. But in the interim, Chris Beckett, how could people best interact with the Barely Contained brand?
Well, in the interests of time, at @barely_pod or Barely Contained the podcast are your ways on Facebook and Twitter. Or you can get us on YouTube.
You can find us on Blue Sky if you're one of those people who've made the jump. Yeah, you can find us on YouTube. All our episodes are on there. Please do subscribe to us, whether it be on YouTube or your podcatcher of choice. We're on all of them. We're on Spotify. We're on Amazon Music. We're on Apple. Anywhere that you find your podcasts, subscribe and give us a review. 5 stars, please. I mean, I don't want to big ourselves up, but this has been one of the better ones. I think it's fair to say. And it just leads me to give my very, very heartfelt thanks to Christopher Beckett.
Matthew Withers, it's been a pleasure as always. Have a good one. And thank you, listeners.
Thank you, listeners. You are the people who keep us going. And let's all go out and get 6 pickled eggs in a mouth. Bye-bye.
Yep, let's do it. Bye.
Barricades, rah, rah, rah. Barricades, rah, rah, rah. Enjoy, sweetheart, enjoy. Barricades, rah, rah, rah.